Arachin chapter 7, Mishnah 4, Gea Yovel Velo Nigla, if the Yovel year arrives and the property that's been donated to the temple has not been redeemed, HaKohanim Nichnasim L'Socha, so the priests enter, and V'Nosnin Estamea Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the priests take over the field, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to pay the temple for the field. They don't get it for free, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Nichnasin Avalo Noisnin. According to Rabbi Shimon, they take over this field, but they don't pay. They get the field for free, and they do not have to pay the temple. That's a second opinion, and that is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lezer Aimer, third opinion, says Rabbi Lezer Lo Nichnasin Avalo Noisnin. They don't take the field, and they don't pay anything. El Nikreis Sedei Retushim. The field becomes what's known as an abandoned field. So if the Yovel year comes around, the 50th year comes around, and no one's redeemed the field, it becomes known as an abandoned field, but the Kohanim don't get it at that point, according to Rabbi Lezer. Ad HaYovel HaSheni, if the next 50 years go by and still no one's redeemed the field, Higea Yovel HaSheni V'lo Nigla Nikreis Retushe Retushin, it now becomes known as like a twice abandoned field. Ad HaYovel HaShlishi, until the next Yovel year comes around. So it keeps going on. La'olam Einu Akunam Nichnasin L'Socha, and the priests never take possession of this field, Ad She'Gelena Acher, until somebody else redeems the field. So according to Rabbi Lezer, what would have to happen is somebody else would have to redeem the field, and then that other person would retain that field until the Yovel year, and then when the Yovel year comes around, only then would the field pass to the Kohanim. But if nobody redeems the field from the temple, so it would remain in the property of the temple, which has become known as an abandoned field, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, which was the first opinion over here, and that is that the Kohanim get the field, and they have to pay for it. When the first Yovel year comes around, the Kohanim get the field, and they have to pay for it, and the Rambam paskins that they pay its market-related value, not the calculations that we said in at the beginning of this chapter, but they pay a market-related value for this field, and then they would take it. So it comes out they don't get it for free, the Kohanim, at the Yovel year, but they have to pay for the field. They would have to pay that amount to the temple.